This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Exports of some American agricultural products to key markets like China are a fraction of what they were just a few short years ago. Dr. Bill Ridley, an international economist at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, says the trade wars have a lot to do with it.
I don't think anybody's surprised to hear that Brazil has really come online in a major way as a big time producer of key commodities like your soybeans, your cotton, your beef, et cetera, et cetera. Really dramatically expanded agricultural exports to China. So as the U.S. has kind of locked itself out of the Chinese market through these trade war shenanigans, who has stepped in? It has been Brazil. Brazil has stepped in a major way, and they're starting to eat our lunch in a lot of ways, you know, where once it was U.S. soybeans going to the Chinese market, now it's Brazilian soybeans. And that's happening in conjunction with these trade disputes that the Trump administration has kicked off. And China has been kind of the biggest adversary in all of these. And we're seeing a repeat in a lot of ways of the first U.S.-China trade war. China says, we're not going to buy your commodities. We're not going to buy your soybeans and your pork and your sorghum and all of this. So, you know, this kind of combination of global market dynamics that are really, you know, have, I think, pretty dire implications for the U.S. agricultural trade position.
Ridley says the trade tensions date back to 2018, which pushed China to boost domestic production and seek other sources for crops like soybeans. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.